And welcome to the Taylor Report at CIUT, just like the man said, 89.5 FM. Today we're going to be talking to Dimitri Lascaris, who is a board member of the Real News Network, and he has been recently gone to Venezuela. We like to talk to people who've actually been on the scene, people we trust, and we have a high regard for the work of Dimitri Lascaris. He's going to be probably talking, addressing this matter of today's headline, New York Times, which reads, footage contradicts U.S. claim that Maduro burned aid convoy. And as our listeners will know, Foreign Minister, I call her that, I think maybe it is a new title, but anyway, Chrystia Freeland had joined in the chorus claiming that Maduro had caused the fire and that therefore we had a terrible emergency, something had to be done, et cetera. And that was 2 weeks ago. So it takes a while for the truth to catch up. We're going to ask Dimitri about that. At the halfway point in the show, we will talk to Stephen Gowans. What's left? Gowans.wordpress.com. And he also is addressing the issue, the more recent story of the blackouts caused in Venezuela by power power failure. That there is an allegation that there has been a cyber attack on the power grid of Venezuela, if I've got the language right. And Stephen, who's been following all these things, and as you know, he's very meticulous, has worked his way through the details and has been discussing them in his column. And I had hoped, I might have even said last week that we might be talking to Victoire Ingabire Umuhoza in Rwanda about her life since she's been released from prison, but living basically under what I would call conditions of house arrest. And we do hope to have her sometime in the near future. But unfortunately, we have rather sad news, tragic news, I would say. Her assistant, Anselm Mutiamana, was found dead on Friday. They don't know whether he was killed either on Friday or Saturday. He was, according to CNN, he was very likely strangled. They're not, of course, absolutely certain. This is shocking news because Victoire Ingabire is a very important and probably the most prominent voice challenging Paul Kagame's grip on power in Rwanda, the absolute grip he has. And she is an advocate of a democratic system where, for example, she would be allowed to run for president. By trying to do that, she was put in prison for 7 years. There was another very brave woman, Diane Rwigara, who also was arrested when she had similar views to Victoire, and both of them have spoken up. And so when you learn that the assistant to Victoire has been strangled, you want to make sure everybody in the world has heard about it. You can find it. You could go to just write Victoire Ingabire, and you can find her Twitter account, and you can find the details there. And there are politicians here who've finally begun to speak up. So now is the time to be in touch with them and make sure that something is said. The more attention to the matter, the safer it is for everyone. So that's our take on that, and we do hope that in the near future we'll have a chance to speak once again to Victoire Ingabire Umuhoza. Now, there's another bit of news apropos of Rwanda. The same weekend in Belgium, the awards were given out in the name of Victoire Ingabire. It's called the Prize for Democracy and Peace, and they announced those who have been named as doing outstanding work for democracy and peace, particularly in the Great Lakes region. Our listeners will not be surprised. Robin Philpott of Montreal, who has written several books about Rwanda, has spoken out on Rwanda. He is a publisher and a broadcaster. He's been on this show, of course. And his most best-known book of his is Rwanda and the New Scramble for Africa. And we're very glad that he got that award. It's certainly deserved, and his work has done a lot, I think, to help the world understand the situation of Victoire Ingabire, and has also promoted democracy and peace. A second winner was Abbé Jean-Pierre Bellou, and he is a priest who works in the Great Lakes region, writes about the, particularly the Congo. There's just recently been an election in the Congo, a very significant one. We were going to see now whether there's any particular, how power might shift or any significant alteration in the region. You would want to be reading Abbé Jean-Pierre Bellou. He is a member of the Epiphany Group that's been working on matters, trying to bring peace and reconciliation between Congo, Rwanda, Uganda, Burundi. These are all major players in the situation there. And the third winner was Abraham Kiblangat Mutai. And he is a very influential blogger, highly respected. And he is one of those who campaigned for the release of Victoire Ingabire and Diane Wigara. We're very lucky to have bloggers, people who you can turn to them. They have good sight, and you get the very latest information, which you do not find in the mainstream press. When you see these particularly conscientious, talented bloggers like Mr. Mutai, you realize what is called our newspapers and the news media really don't get into the subjects in the way that you need to if you want to understand. So those are the winners. And I just say he's somebody who, well, he's, I have to confess, a new name to me. Another good thing I like about this award, the Victoire Ingabire Award, is that every year they call our attention to people who've been fighting and on these issues, talking about them. Judy Reaver has been a previous winner. Ann Garrison, both of whom we've spoken to. And I think it's a great project. And, of course, I could say, in all humility, I won the award last year. I was one of others. And it gives you some inspiration, causes you to say, well, I better up my game. I better make sure I'm on top of the information. You know, I should say David Himbara is someone we talked to, and I think David Himbara has won this award. But these are all names you want to get to know and follow, particularly right now. We are having a confrontation that is certainly not being adequately reported in our media, but Rwanda has closed its border, northern border, with Uganda. And the two leaders of Uganda and Rwanda are speaking of one another in rather unflattering terms, and they are literally rattling their sabers. They're bragging about how strong their soldiers are, what they're capable of, and they're trying to line up their friends. And it has a nasty complexion, you might say. This is getting to be a dangerous situation, and David Himbara is writing about that. And you understand that if they were to clash, there'd be all kinds of consequences in the region, very important ones. So we want to keep our eye on that matter. And I do recommend you go to these sites that follow Rwanda and start with Victoire Ingabire herself, because she's a very intelligent, very able political leader, and she's very conscientious and very reliable in what she says. Anything she says, you can take it to the bank, as the expression is. A last thing on the awards won by Robin Philpott and Abbé Bellou and Abraham Mutai. There is a site you can go to, RIFDP, rifdp-iwndp.org. And I'll repeat that, rifdp-iwndp.org. And you can get a full report on the Victoire Ingabire Awards and presented in Brussels this past weekend. It's certainly been a weekend of news with the death of Anselme Mutuyimana. It really underlines how important all these things are. So I have to announce also, or I have to, I'm glad to announce it, on Monday, March 25, 24 Main Street, New Vision United Church in Hamilton, Tamara Lorink. Lorink is speaking. She is with the Canadian Voice of Women for Peace. The talk is going to be sponsored by the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War. And it is Monday, 7 p.m., March 25, 24 Main Street at the New Vision United Church. And the topic is basically Canada out of NATO, the history of NATO and the reasons why the Canadian Voice of Women for Peace and Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War believe it is time for Canada to leave that organization. I could give you one reason. Brazil wants to join. So, and Brazil wants to join, we say, okay, this is an open seat for you. We will give up ours, and you can have that one. The additional, well, also on April the 2nd at 7 p.m. at a different book list, there's going to be a special program, special guests, be talking about Venezuela. That's on April the 2nd. That's a Tuesday, 7 p.m. at a different book list. And for us, and I'll remind you again, we're going to be talking shortly to Dimitri Lascaris about Venezuela, and we're going to be talking to Stephen Gowans about the same topic, well, about Venezuela, but on the matter of this power outage, the emergency with Gowans. You can find us on Facebook.com, The Taylor Report, and / The Taylor Report. You can also, we are on SoundCloud I don't know if you need a / The Taylor hyphen Report, Taylor hyphen Report. And you can write to us at The Taylor Report at gmail.com.